Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
On the road again. No more tired of crying, but I'm out on the road again. I'm on the road again.
Welcome back, 17 till
on the road again.
Welcome back, 17 till the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my new book, The Age of the Customer, and that's ageofthecustomer.com. Don't forget, we got a special offer there, a three-book deal. All three of my books got a special price there, and they'll all come for you. Autographed if you want them right there at ageofthecustomer.com. Gary Moore is our guest. He's the author of Look Up America, an outstanding new book. Gary Moore, thanks again for hanging out with us. Gary's the founder of the Financial Seminary. Financialseminary.org, right?
Right.
That's his website. You can find out all the things. Our economy of financial markets back in 08. Now we've got something that was already around that I've just now learned about in the last few months called dark pools. And that sounds very ominous. Tell us what dark pools are.
Dark pools are simply, think of them as stock exchanges that are set up within major brokerage. The New York Stock Exchange today, probably over half of all the trading you see done on the stock exchange is done by what's called high frequency traders or computers that in essence, let's say you are a mutual fund manager. You want to sell $10 million worth of IBM. Your order goes to the stock exchange. These computers are so fast that they will go in and buy IBM just before you buy IBM just before your order is processed. Your order is processed. Drive up the price. and even then
a penny, maybe just a penny, and then sell it within five seconds,
maybe back to you. Okay,
right.
So the mutual fund manager back to you. Okay.
Right.
So the mutual fund manager said, in essence, they're parasites, Jim.
Mm-hmm.
They're just living off. They're just living off the system, producing nothing, just living off the system.
And these are people, folks. This,
off the system, producing nothing, just living off the system.
And these are people, folks. This. Let me tell you how important this high frequency trading is. If they could rent an office 6 feet closer to the trade than you are, then they would pay the, 6 feet closer to the trade than you are, then they would pay the money for it, because that 6 feet could make the difference in opinion money for it because that 6 feet could make the difference in opinion you them getting the penny and you getting the penny.
Well, here's what's even
you them getting the penny and you getting the penny.
Well, here's what's even worse, Jim. We've found out that in essence the exchanges were actually building offices close to the exchanges and renting them out at exorbitant prices to these HFJ. Yes, so they can get, but the point is the
exchange. That's what I was just talking about.
Yes, so they can get, but the point is the exchanges love them because they're creating half the volume in stock exchange. Exchanges love them because they're creating half the volume in stock exchange. Okay? Problem is the mutual fund managers that are, okay? Problem is the mutual fund managers that are holding your IRA don't care for them.
Right.
So the, some holding your IRA don't care for them.
Right.
So the some of the big firms said to the guys who know enough to avoid the big firms said to the guys who know enough to avoid this, most people don't know enough to avoid it, but said to the this most people don't know enough to avoid it, but said to the Templeton Mutual Funds, for example, we're going to put together a big Templeton Mutual Funds, for example, we're going to put together a big pool of money over here. A dark pool, and if you want to sell that $10 million worth IBM, you come to us, and in the case of $1 million worth IBM, you come to us, and in the case of Barclays, they said we will assure you that no high frequency trader will be involved. They actually knew that no high frequency trader will be involved. They actually promoted, according to the press releases, what's called something like protection in the dark or something like that. Well, the problem is protection in the dark or something like that. Well, the problem is the New York Attorney General has just released a report. While they were telling Templeton that they would protect them from high frequency traders, they were also running around marketing high frequency traders. They were also running around marketing their dark pools to high frequency traders. Okay.
So they actually we're talking at a minimum.
Okay.
So they actually we're talking at a minimum unethical.
Well, here's the point, Jim, is...
I'm unethical.
Well, here's the point, Jim, is, in essence, some of the biggest brokers in the country have apparently, and they think it probably goes beyond Barclays, but at least Barclays has probably, and then starts... But it's most likely schnookered the most sophisticated investors in the country. Now, the point is, in the country. Now, the point is, and of course the whole essence of this is if the biggest, the whole essence of this is if the biggest brokerage firms in the country can schnooker the most sophisticated investors, and brokerage firms in the country can schnooker the most sophisticated investors in the country that badly, what do you think's going on with mom and pop in the country that badly? What do you think's going on with mom and pop out here when they get all this stuff?
And we wonder why retail
out here when they get all this stuff.
And we wonder why retail. They're telling me, Gary, that the retail investors. They're telling me, Gary, that the retail investors still not in the stock market like they have been in the past.
Just kind of beginning to come back, Jim.
But that's the wrong time to come back.
Well, and that's the point. Just when, in essence, they might have come back here and helped the market, which is always the wrong time, Jim. One other thing that was happening is while Barclays was telling, let's say you and me, that Barclays was telling, let's say you and me, that they were actually routing almost all their orders through their own dark pool.
It was their trading. It wasn't somebody else's high frequency trading. It was theirs. So Barclays was basically double dealing.
Here's the other thing that happened the other day, just a week or so ago, the Wall Street Journal had an article about you see all these come-ons about 8.95 a trade and so on. Okay, the discounters. They did an article where one of the discounters confessed that basically they send all of their trades of that nature to investment firms that give them a kickback. They pay them for the trade. So you think you're getting a good deal on a commission. What you don't know is Wall Street is taking something on the backside. As I've been saying, folks, have you heard me say it?
I've written about this for six or eight years. There's a disconnect between Wall Street and Main Street, and Main Street is getting the disconnect between Wall Street and Main Street, and Main Street is getting the hindmost, and this is all part of the oligarchy between Washington and Wall Street.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.